פרק ה' סעיף חוף בי. פרו גלולה. Person who wants to make into pieces a tablet. Wants to make it into powder. מותה סעיף חוף בי. מותה לפרע גלולה. Person is allowed to make a tablet לאבקה. To put it down into אבקה. To put it into powder. Person is allowed to make powder from the tablet. Ve'en bazeh mishum teichem, there's no isa teichem with making it. Va'atam, what's the reason? Mishum sha'glula asuya me'avka. The glula is made, the tablet is made from powder. She'nithatka. Ve'en teichem achat teichem. It's made from powder which is stuck together. There's no problem from teichem achat teichem to make from a tablet into powder. To powder down a tablet, there's no problem because it's ein teichem acha teichem. He says in brackets. Ve'im chakukot al gabei haglula otiot. But if it's written on the tablet otiot, it's got numbers, or if you've got letters, the same thing, then there's a problem which we learn in Perek Tes Vav, Seif Chof Seif. Ba'or Lam Advov, he says a problem from it's a moichuk. So if there's no problem for moichuk, you're allowed to do it. If there is a problem for moichuk, one has to be careful not to go and crash down, to go and spell the letters. So if chaf gimel, risuk rigfei offer. A person goes and mashes down a lump of earth. Chaf gimel. Ein lerasek rigfei offer. A person should not go and crash down a lump of earth. Somebody does it, is not allowed because of teichem. That means a person has a earth which gets stuck together with the rain, or stuck together with the moisture, which is in the air. No difference. If it is stuck together, then there is an issa to go and do it and make it into small pieces to crumble it. Yeah. That means, yesh, it's a teichem achat teichem. We compare to the case which we had before on chocolate. Really, chocolate compared to this case of our koponim, it's the same thing, that the person is not allowed to make teichem achat teichem when the status before is considered a status which one doesn't see the first status. That means a person who sees a lump of earth, he doesn't see exactly that it was before pieces. It looks as if it is one thing which was always in one item. So one doesn't have the heter of paying teichem achat teichem. It's also to go and make and crumble down a lump of earth. Seif chav dalet. Hasarat ofar miman alim ubegadim. A person taking off mud from your shoes or from your clothes. Chav dalet. A person is not allowed to take off mud, oitit, or cement. Yaveshim, which are ready dried. Sha'ala begodim, which are on your clothes. Oy hamanalaim, or on your shoes. Mishum sha'asaratam, kucha betchinav ha'afo. Because when you take it off, you're going to go and grind the mud. That means, if a person's got a stain from mud, or cement which is dried on his shoes or on his clothes, it is not allowed to go and take it off, because when you take it off, you go and make it into crumble it. That is the issa from teichem. So what one has to do is make sure before it dries to take it off, and one shouldn't have the problem from teichem. One has to know there could be a problem from libun. If it's not on your shoes got no problem from libun. Such a problem from libun you don't have with shoes, but if it is on your clothes, begodim, then you could have a problem from libun. Learn Hilchos Libun, how one should get over this problem. When there is a person gets ashamed from people because he's got this stain, Mutar la'atirom is allowed to take them off, and it's amir la'anochi. He does it with a non-Jew. I mean, a person, because of covered up ears, we allow you to do it with a non-Jew to take it off. That, without that, it's a problem from Teichon. The Mishnah Berurah does say one should be careful because of that, not to go and get dirty one's clothes with mud, because otherwise you'll have a problem from Teichon to go and just take it off.